This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Anyone know somebody that was kicked out of a wedding? 855-444-6342. Maybe you're standing up in the wedding. Maybe you just ejected them at the wedding. Like, you got to go. Or you were the one who got kicked out. Like, you know what? It was me. I screwed up. I did something or had a falling out with one of my friends. What happened? 855-444-6342. It's probably so uncommon, right? Like, maybe you were just having this conversation with a bunch of people, right?
I was, yeah. My whole Bible study had a little craft night, and one of the girls was looking through old pictures for her scrapbook, and she was like, oh my gosh, I forgot I was supposed to be a bridesmaid in this girl's wedding, and I got kicked out.
She was kicked out?
Wow. Really? Yes.
Did she say why?
So it was 2 weeks before the wedding. So Whoa. She had already paid for and went on like the bachelorette trip, which is so expensive. She'd been to the bridal shower, so bought that gift, done all that. And the reason was the bride said, quote, "You didn't visit me enough this year."
Really? Oh.
That was it.
Tea.
Oh.
So my friend decided not to go to the wedding at all because she was like, this is absolutely ridiculous. And then one of the groomsmen, out of solidarity, didn't show up as well.
That was one of my questions.
Going on strike. Yes.
One of my questions was, if you get kicked out of the wedding, do you not go at all? Like, do you get kicked out of the bridal party? Like, Hannah got demoted. But that's not getting kicked out. Hannah was supposed to be a maid of honor and just got moved to like a lesser role. It was just like bridesmaid.
Yeah. I was supposed to be the maid of honor in my cousin's wedding, and then I got knocked down to like one of the last bridesmaids. And
one of the last? You thought there's like rankings?
Yeah.
Hannah's like, I was literally the last
bridesmaid. I was in the back of the line, okay? I guess reason being, one, I called her a bridezilla on air. Two, being that I did nothing as my role of maid of honor. So I think it was well justified. But I still wanted to be a part of the wedding, even though I wasn't a big part of it. I still wanted to stand beside her on her special day.
I feel like demoted is different than being kicked out, right? Like demoted, like in Hannah's case.
It's still awkward.
Yeah.
Is it? Because like in Hannah's case, Hannah just was doing a bad job as a maid of honor. And in Hannah's defense, the maid of honor job is a big responsibility.
It is. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah. Sometimes the maid of honor job is who you want standing next to you. And sometimes it's like, who do you want as the most responsible one to handle all the responsibility?
Exactly.
And so Hannah's like great friend, great bridesmaid, not the most responsible one. Demoted, does it feel different? Is it more awkward to be demoted?
I think it feels different because for Hannah to be demoted, she's still saying, I want you to stand next to me at the altar. In my friend's case, she's saying, I don't want you standing next to me at all.
Yeah,
I would rather have you just watch the whole ceremony.
Or not even show.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it's saying.
I feel like First off, I always think it's so funny with the bridesmaids and groomsmen because, you know, I've done this before and I got married myself. They don't really do anything. You just walk down the aisle. You're supposed to be like there as a support system.
The good ones do stuff.
Your job on the dude's side?
The guy's side is so different. I was going to say bridesmaids still have jobs.
Yeah. For a groomsman, like, all you do is walk down the aisle with some other rank and just stand there. You have to stand up more than you'd rather sit.
Groomsmen actually hope to be demoted and possibly kicked out. You're like, really? Oh, great. I don't have to do anything. Awesome.
But I do feel like there is wedding drama. So I have a wedding drama story, too. I had to kick somebody out of my wedding.
Ooh.
I'll tell you who here in 3 minutes. But if you ever get kicked out or kick somebody out, 855-444-MEGA. We want to hear from you. Anyone get kicked out of a wedding, like got the boot, not like Hannah demoted. Like, we know Hannah got demoted. We're talking about, like, you had to say, you're not even welcome here. Get on out of here. 855-444-MEGA. If you had to kick someone out of the wedding, let's go to Ashley. Ashley, you kicked someone out of the wedding?
I did. So she was one of my bridesmaids, and she was dating the best man in the wedding. And they had a very toxic on and off again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Relationship, and they broke up before the wedding. So I had a conversation with her and I told her, hey, I think it's best if you're not part of the wedding party anymore. I still want you part of the wedding festivities, like the bridal shower, all those things. But she was not happy with that and she decided to not attend anything or the wedding at all.
Oh, wow.
Well, that actually makes sense
to
me.
Yeah, it does make sense to me too. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to attend any of the wedding stuff either. I just feel awkward.
Was it the most uncomfortable conversation to have that, though? Like, hey, like, you, I don't want you part
it
of this anymore.
It definitely was. Yeah. It definitely was because I did genuinely like her, and I like to think we were friends.
Well, I hope so if she was going to be a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
But she was all, I also had to think of, like, you know, the best man, which was her ex, is also in the wedding. And it was very fresh, very toxic. And I genuinely liked her as a friend. And I even told her, I was like, I don't think this relationship is good for you. So
the hardest part about that is you liked her as a friend and so you like want to maintain this friendship, but you don't want to keep seeing each other because it reminds you of this fresh breakup. That's what the hardest part is. Thank you so much for the call, because that's kind of what happened to me, but my breakup was a little bit different. I used to do a radio show in Atlanta and one of my co-hosts, she didn't get fired when the rest of the show got fired. They kept her and the rest of the show got fired. And so I got fired about like 30 days before I was going to get married, 25 days. So it was so fresh. And she was supposed to go to the wedding. And I was like, I don't know if I can see you on my wedding day, walking down the aisle and not know what the certainty of providing for my wife or my family is and be staring at you who didn't get fired. She didn't really do anything. It wasn't her fault.
Okay, another incident where I don't think it's fair.
I don't know if I was...
Did you ask her not to come?
I asked her, don't come to the wedding. And I don't know if I was in the right... I actually
no, you're in the wrong for that.
I don't... So later on, she said, hey, I understood, because she got fired. When you get fired for the first time, like you're angry
at everybody.
Angry at everyone. Yes, you're in the pit of your stomach. Mm-hmm. You don't want to see people that have anything to do with that workplace. And so you're in a really toxic, bitter place. And I wasn't ready to recover on the happiest day of my life. I wanted to be the happiest I've ever felt. I didn't want to look out in the crowd and be like, oh, yeah, you suck. You got fired, and feel so
insecure. I hope
she
got her money back for that hotel and flight, Brett.
It was a destination wedding, so she still took the vacation. So she was on the resort. Super awkward.
That's crazy, Brett.
It was crazy.
Wow.
We're still friends to this day, though.
I wouldn't be friends with you.
No, I wouldn't either.
I'm a great friend, guys. She loves me. Sarah, you kicked out somebody from a wedding. Who'd you kick off?
My cousin.
Okay, what happened?
Her and her new boyfriend that I had never met before, she brought to the wedding as a plus one. They got into an argument and started making a bunch of commotion, and I kicked her new boyfriend out because he was, like, irate and yelling and screaming and telling everybody that he was going to hit her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like, he was mad, and I was like, no, I can't have a fight at my wedding. So I kicked him out. Well, he had nowhere to go. He didn't have a car. He rode with them. So he went walking down the street trying to figure out how to get a ride home. And it was a residential neighborhood. And he goes walking down the street, knocking on people's doors, telling people that he got robbed. And
this is crazy.
This is a crazy story, Sarah.
And the cops got called. One of the people that he knocked on the door, the cops called, got called on him, and they brought him back to my wedding.
Oh my gosh. You deal with this guy.
Like, we don't want to claim him.
Yeah. And they were like bringing him back, and they were like, do you know this kid? I'm like, no, actually.
Actually, everyone at the wedding acted like they never seen him before.
Different wedding.
Yeah.
What a I'm like, this is my wedding, and I've never met this kid, and no, I don't know him.
Sarah, thank you so much for that call. That was a crazy story. And you know it's a crazy wedding that's going to be memorable. And you're like, it always ended with, and then the cops got called.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.